This is KUT. Austin Mayor Steve Adler joined mayors across the country in drawing attention to mental health as part of the National Mayor's Mental Health Day of Action this week. He called on Congress to protect mental health services as it looks to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. As KUT's Kate Gretzinger reports, if the GOP plan is passed in its current state, many people would lose access to mental health care in Travis County.
Adler addressed attendees at a Mental Health Awareness Month event at the Hyatt Regency Hotel on Wednesday night.
Our community is so much stronger when everyone has access to the tools and the support that they need so that everybody can contribute to their fullest potential to our city and to our community.
Earlier that day, the Congressional Budget Office released its review of the health care plan already approved by the House of Representatives' Republican majority. It shows that the bill, which is meant to replace the Affordable Care Act, would cut over $800 billion from Medicaid, the federal public insurance program for low-income adults, children, and the disabled. The bill would also remove provisions present in the Affordable Care Act that require private insurers to cover mental health services. Medicaid is the largest source of funding for mental health services in the U.S., according to Ellen Richards. She's the Chief Strategy Officer for Integral Care, the largest provider of community-based mental health services in Travis County.
The majority of our clients are on Medicaid, and that creates access to a wide range of services, the most important of which are ongoing counseling and medication treatment supports that help people seek recovery from mental health issues and substance use disorders.
Integral Care treats patients regardless of their ability to pay, thanks to grants from the city, county, and state. The combination of this funding and coverage for mental health services under the ACA allowed them to serve over 24,000 people last year. Medicaid amounts to about $11 million of their budget this fiscal year. Changes to Medicaid and mental health provisions in the new health care bill, Richard says, will mean people who can't pay out of pocket for mental health services will end up losing access to care.
Capping or cutting services will result in less or no access to care and longer waits for services.
Karen Reynes is executive director of the Austin branch of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She says failing to address mental illness can lead to costly outcomes.
Untreated mental health issues can lead people to homelessness, to lack of employment, to end up in the criminal justice system.
Reynes says the mental health safety net in Austin has grown stronger under the Affordable Care Act, and she fears that cuts to Medicaid and changes to private insurance requirements will weaken it.
At the end of the day, funding is funding, and when you lose funding, those are really challenging gaps to address, even when you've got a collaborative effort, even when you've got everyone saying, what's our part? How can we make this better?
The city of Austin currently funds 12 local mental health service providers. Integral Care got over $3 million from the city last year. Kate Gretzinger, KUT News.